Bonjour, mon famille, comment ça va? J'espère que tu vas une grande bien semaine comme moi. Et j'espère que tu ressentis l'esprit parce que chaque jour j'ai prié pour toi, ressentir l'esprit. Et que le Seigneur protège toi. Alors, I hope you guys had an awesome week. Hope that you guys have been feeling the spirit and been being protected, because that's like all I've been praying for. So you guys are doing good. Also, hopefully Josh got into BYU and Ben gets into Surge Tech. That's like all I pray for. I just pray that you guys are doing good, feeling happy, aren't missing me. Pray that you guys like just can learn to forget about me, and then I can learn to forget about you. Because I feel like that's like, once that happens, I feel like that's when the time just kind of goes by. Like I focus on my mission, you guys kind of focus on your life at home, and then in 2 years, I come home and it's like nothing, no time even passed by. It's awesome. But yeah, so like, also like, hopefully Grandpa's like doing well, man. Like, jeez, that's nuts that he broke his back. I was like, jeez, man, like that's a huge bummer. So hopefully he's doing good. I've been praying for him all week, so hopefully you guys are all feeling my prayers. Fast for you guys today also, and yeah, man, it's awesome. Let's see, my week. Oh man, dude, this week was freaking awesome. Holy cow. So much awesome things happened this week. So I'll start with Monday. So Monday we went to Abobo to play soccer with a bunch of missionaries. It was pretty fun. I got to see a bunch of my MTs and just like a bunch of new missionaries I got to meet and stuff. And then I also found out, so at John Felice, so it's a sector that's like right next to ours, they're like in our zone, so a few of the missionaries were switched. Like there was a what's it called, I don't know what it is. They had a transfer, and so they got changed, and so Elder Upa, who's like my like super good buddy, he's from Tahiti, but he speaks English, so it's like super dope. I mean, he doesn't speak like perfect English, but like he speaks it well enough that like I understand what he's saying, and like he's a stud. So like I just hung out with like him, and then also a new elder from Ghana who's like a total stud too. Like I literally just hung out with them like all day and just spoke English with them, which is awesome. It was really nice to speak English. It was awesome. So we were like, I just became like super close with them. So it was super fun. And then after that, we went back to our apartment, like rearranged everything and like cleaned up our apartment stuff, ate some food. And then we went to email. And that was pretty awesome, except for like the fact that like, now I don't have like a lot of time. So like I didn't get time to send a recording, but I'm gonna try to see if tomorrow I can get my companion to let me have a little bit more time so I can send the recording, so I'm not doing these in vain. No, but yeah, so like, let's see. So then after that, went back to the apartment, ate some more food, and then went to bed. And that was like, oh, I also washed like my clothes and stuff, and then I went to bed, and that was like it for Monday. And then Tuesday, we had a awesome district meeting. Super great. Spirit was great. My companion, he's the district leader, and he's a stud. Like, I seriously, like, it's a complete change. Like, he's such a blessing for me. I mean, sure, he's not perfect. Sure, he's got his weaknesses. I've got my weaknesses, but, like, he's awesome. He's got the spirit with him, and that's literally all that matters. Like in a mission, like you, if you don't have the spirit with you, it's impossible to teach. It's impossible to speak French. I've realized that even today. Like I'll talk about that later about what happened today, but so Tuesday, we had the district meeting, and then we went out to the sector for a few hours, and then, sorry, I'm just, like, reading through, seeing what we did. So we taught Sir Sarah, who's the daughter of Sir Martin, who's that one lady that, like, I met when we first came here on the mission, and she, like, was the one who, like, gave me, like, the cheque, and just kind of, like, nice, but, like, has, like, a million questions, and, like, doesn't really have anything to really do with the church, and just kind of, like, she's seen a lot of elders and stuff, and so, like, kind of their whole family, like, they're just kind of fed up with missionary work, missionaries coming to their house. So, we've literally witnessed, like, miracles this week, no joke. Like, so we, on Tuesday, we went and taught Sir Sarah, and had a great lesson with her. My comp gave a great analogy about, like, the reason for baptism and stuff, and, like, the importance of baptism by using, like, he took, like, dirt or something, like, on the ground, and, like, basically just, like, explained how, like, that's the sin, and then, like, said, like, the different 5 steps of repentance, and how, like, after you've repented, like, you still have the dirt on your hand, so what do you have to do? Like, you gotta wash your hand off. So that's, like, the baptism. And then, after, like, you're baptized, like, you still have the water on your hand. Like, what do you need? You need, like, a cloth to wipe off your hand to dry it. And that's, like, the Holy Ghost. And then finally your hand's, like, perfectly clean. Like, it was, like, the way he just, like, explained it, like, it just clicked for Sir Sarah. And she was, like, you know what? Like, I think I want to get baptized. Like, and so, like, but the problem is her dad is literally, like, the most apostate person, man. Like, he, I'll talk about him later, because we ended up, so she wants to get baptized, but, like, he won't sign the, parental authorization thing, because she's 17, she turns 18 in 3 months, so she's literally, like, almost 18, but, like, he's, like, he refuses to sign it, right? And so we're, like, okay, like, it's okay, like, we'll, like, just try talking to him this week, like, we'll pray for you, and pray that, like, you can talk to him and just, like, figure that out, right? And so then that was, like, that for Tuesday, and then we just kind of went back to our apartment, ate dinner, and, like, that was it for Tuesday. So then Wednesday, we had, like, a pretty early rendezvous, so, like, that's, like, what it's been, like, we should go out to the sector, like, pretty early, so I don't get a lot of time to study, but, like, it's great because I'm just getting the great practice, like, being out doing missionary work, which I think is better than just sitting and reading, which is awesome because it's, like, I had all that time with Elder Wabunga to just get a ton of study in, and now it's, like, my time to just work, and it's awesome. And so then, we went and taught for Sai and Sir Sara, who, not the same Sir Sara. Sarah lives, like, the same place as for Sai, who's, like, they're different. So this Sir Sarah is a different Sir Sarah, not the same one that we taught, that's, like, the daughter of Sir Martin. So then after teaching them, we went and taught Sir Martin, and then we went to the church, like, ate some food, ate some chicken. In church, we've been, like, kind of doing that, like, just, like, at, like, 12, like, my comp, we just, like, go to, like, the church, just eat, like, some food real quick, and then go back to the sector, which has been really nice. And then, so after that, we went and taught The other Sorcera, the daughter of Sir Martin. Some more, like, just kind of talk to her, see if she, like, she had talked to her dad or, like, anything. And then, here, let's see. So, I'm just reading through. Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. Okay, so we, like, taught Sorcera, and then after that, so we found out, like, she hadn't talked to her dad yet, so we told her, like, okay, like, talk to him, like, pray, like, don't be scared. Like, I told her about how, like, my experience with Dakota and, like, how he got baptized and how he was super scared to talk to his dad, but, like, we just told him to pray about it and, like, everything, and she was like, okay, like, yeah, like, if he did it, like, I can do it, too. I'm like, okay, yeah, so do it, yeah. And so then, so after we were done,